Every Sunday, as Gino indicated, we present our prophecy update. We show how news and trends in the world are corroborating centuries-old prophecies that you read in the Bible. A 2,500-year-old passage in the book of Ezekiel describes a coalition of nations that will, in the last days, invade Israel from the north. It presupposed that Israel, which at the time it was written was overrun by the Babylonian Empire, would again be a sovereign nation living in its ancient land. That alone is a remarkable prophecy, having been fulfilled in modern times on May 14 of 1948. Some of the nations that will be involved in the invasion are listed by name. Russia seems to be the lead nation. Also mentioned by name are Libya and Turkey and Persia, which is modern Iran. Anything going on in those nations with regard to Israel? Well, a website called Ashark Aswat, purported to be the leading Arabic international daily news site, posted a story on January 26 titled, "Libya Pursuing Big Russian Arms Deal." Here's some excerpts from that story. Libya is seeking to buy more than $2 billion worth of Russian arms, including 20 fighter planes. The Interfax news agency reported on Tuesday, citing a military diplomatic source. The report came as Libya's defense minister was due to visit Russia in the latest sign of renewed cooperation between Moscow and the North African state, which enjoyed close ties during the Cold War. What about Turkey? Aren't they allies of Israel? An Israeli military intelligence officer, Major General Amos Yadlin, was quoted in the Jerusalem Post saying this, "Turkey is drawing closer to the side of Islamic radicals and further from Israel and the West. In the past, Turkey had ambitions of becoming closer to the West beyond its acceptance into NATO. They wanted to be part of the European market, and they thought that relations with Israel would help them advance in the American market. But then they received a cold shoulder from the Europeans and did not achieve what they wanted. In light of that, they changed their policies and are currently drawing away from secularism and going in a more radical direction." As for Iran, as recently as January 27th, the New York Times posted a story titled, "Iran's Leader Predicts Israel's Destruction." Don't you have to, you just have to stop on that. Do we predict anybody's destruction? Does anybody think that's weird that world leaders just say, "Oh, here's a nation, they're going to be destroyed"? So anyway, here's some excerpts. Iran's supreme leader predicted the destruction of Israel in comments posted on his website on Wednesday in some of his strongest remarks in years about the Jewish state. In the past, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has called Israel a cancerous tumor that must be wiped from the map, but the new comments mark the first time in years he has openly speculated about Israel's demise. "Definitely the day will come when nations of the region will witness the destruction of the Zionist regime," Khamenei was quoted as saying. "How soon or late Israel's demise will happen depends upon how Islamic countries and Muslim nations approach the issue." He did not elaborate. Well, he doesn't need to elaborate, really, because we see many things trending just as prophesied by Ezekiel many centuries ago. Does anything need to happen before Jesus returns to resurrect and rapture the church? The answer to that question is no. And that's why I like to end these updates by saying, get ready, stay ready, keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.